This is Abe Key's recording from Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're right at the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the discussion of how many aliyos go up to this, how many olim go up to the Torah, and how many, we mentioned in passing, how many psukim you read for a haftorah. So we said it's 21 psukim for the haftorah. So Maskif La Rava, this middle of the top line on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. So Maskev La Rava, Rava has the following kasha, Vahare Olo Seichem Safu. What about the Haftorah of Olo Seichem Safu, which is the Haftorah for Parsha's Psat, next week's Parsha. The Lo Havian Esrim Bechad, it has less than 21 psukim, but Karina, and we still read it. Some more answers, and by the way, that's not the only example of Haftorah that's less than 21 psukim. There are Haftorahs that are less than 21 psukim. Shiny Hassam, so the Gemara answers, that is different, the Salik Inyana. It's less than 21 psukim because that is a complete topic that's discussed in the Navi. And basically what we're saying is 21 psukim is there as long as it's not a full topic that's covered. But if it's a full topic that's covered, it can be less than that as well. One of the Shiva de Nechemta is very, very short. I forget which one it is. I think it's Rani Akara. It's particularly short Akara. It's probably like 13, 14 psukim max. Also, it's a complete inyan, and by the way, that applies also to there is one three aliyah lading that's only 9 psukim because it's a complete inyan as well, I believe, but I could be mistaken about that. Hecha de lo salik inyana. Well, so we say, wait, if it's not a full inyan, you can't read less than 21 psukim. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba zimnen sagin avakayim nakamei de Rav Yochanan. Plenty of times I was in front of Rav Yochanan. V'chi have a karinan. Asara psuke amalan afsiku. As soon as we finish reading 10 psukim, he would say, okay, that's enough. You can stop. So the Gemara answers, nah, Malcolm Sheesh Turgaman Shiny. There they had him a Turgaman, and he would translate every single pasuk in Aramaic. So there it's different. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Rav Shmuel, Loshan of Malcolm Sheesh Turgaman. That's only when there's no Maturgaman. Abu Malcolm Sheesh Turgaman posek, but when there is a Maturgaman, you can stop after a shorter amount of, of psukim, because that already takes a long time to do the lady. Okay, says the next Mishnah, Ein Porsin Al Shema, you're not allowed to read, be the Shlich Tzibur for Kriya Shema. Okay, what that is a very good question. It's actually subject to Machlokes Rishonim. Let's just read it according to the Rambam at this point. The Rambam would say, Porsin Al Shema means to get up there and say, Baruch Hu and Birchus Kriya Shema. So you don't become the shliach tzibur and for baruch hu and onward. Vein over in lefnei teva, and you don't get up there to daven shemone esrei and chazaras hashatz. Vein no sin eskafei, and you don't do birkas koan and vein korin the Torah, and you don't read kriyas haTorah vein maftir menav. You don't do adav Torah. Vein osin ma'amod u'moshav, and you also don't do the standing and sitting eulogies, special eulogies they used to do at funerals in those days. Vein omrim birkas avelim, and you don't say a special bracha to an avel, the tanchumei avelim, and also you don't say the special words of nichoma that you try to console the mourner. Birkas chasanim, and you don't say sheva brachas. Vein mezamnin b'shem, and you don't say elokeinu when you make a zimun. All of these things, pachos me'asara. You never do any of these things with less than a minyan. Uve karkaos tisha v'koin, and this is a holdover from the Maseches Sanhedrin. They say when you do the evaluation of land that was given to Hekdesh, so you have to do a proper evaluation. It has to be a formal thing that a Beis Din comes down there and tells you how much the land is worth. So you don't do an evaluation of the karka with less than 9 people and 1 additional kohen. Va'adam kayotziba. And the same thing, if a person wants to donate his value to the Beis HaMikdash, you also have to have a minyan, 9 and 1 kohen as well for that particular evaluation to know how much it is. Okay, so now we want to say, where do we get this idea you need a minyan? Minan emili, where do I get this from that I know you need a minyan for all these things? The davening for the Amid, etc. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Barava says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Kra, v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says, I'll be sanctified in the middle of b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shebikdusha lo yeh pachos me'asar. Anything that is called a davar shebikdusha, something that is a matter of sanctity, has to be done with 10. Okay, let's see where they got that from, says the Gemara. My mashma. What is the implication in the pasuk that it's talking about a minyan? The Tani Rav Chiya learned in the following Braisa Asya Toch Toch. We have a Gzeira Shava from the word Toch. Ksiv Hacha v'nikdash v'soch b'nei Yisrael. It says over here that I am sanctified in the middle of the b'nei Yisrael, the word Toch. So Ksiv Hasam, he badlu mitocha Eda, And they were told, separate yourself out, get away from in the middle of this congregation. Vasya Eda Eda. Now, who was the congregation? Just let's be clear. The congregation there was the Meraglim, specifically the bad congregation. I'm sorry. Sorry, that was talking about Korach and his people. And Vasya Eda Eda. There's another Xerah Shavit, the Ksiv Hasam, Ad Masaila Eda Hara'a Hazos. Right? And then it says, it refers to the Meraglim as a bad Eda. Malahalan Asara. So how many of the Meraglim were bad? 10 of the 12 were bad. Yeah, Yeshua and Kalim were not bad. So just like over there, there were 10 Afkan Asara. So too, over here, there are 10. Now, okay, let's just bring that back so it's clear. So we have originally from the Meraglim. The Meraglim are called a bad Eda, a bad congregation. How many were in the bad congregation? 10. Then we have the Eda from Korach. So he says, Mitoch, Ibadlu Mitoch Eda Hazos. Right? So we have the word Toch, Venikdashi Betoch, Besoch, Bnei Yisrael. I'll be sanctified in the middle of Bnei Yisrael. So anytime you say a Davar Shebe Kedusha, like Kaddish Kedusha, Barhu, Chazoras Hashatz, and all those things, you have to have a minion of 10. So that's the most positive thing that came from the Meraglim, I suppose, that we learn that 10 people makes a minion from the Meraglim. Okay, moving next. Ein Osen Mamenu Moshe Pak Me'asara. Right, so we don't do this, these special hespedim where we stop and we sit down to say eulogies with less than a minion. So what are we talking about? A cave in the boiler, Meimar, since the guy who's leading the funeral has to say, Amdu Yakar Mamodu, stand, my friends, stand, or my dear ones, stand. And he has to say to them, stop, let's stop here. Then what they would do is they would stop the procession that's going to the cemetery, and they would sit and they would give a hesped on the spot, and they would do that 6 more times. They'd do 7 total stops. So shvu yikarim shvu, and then he would say, sit, my friend, sit. But sir me'asara lav orach ara, for it would be less, it would not be derech eretz for him to have to address the crowd and you know, boss everyone around if it wasn't a real Eda, and therefore, in order to have this procession, you need to have a representation of at least a minion. And you don't do Birkas Avelim, nor do you do Sheva Brachas with less than a minion. My Birkas Avelim, what is Birkas Avelim? Right? Bracha Rechava, which means it's Birkas Rechava. It's the bracha that they say in public when the person first appears in public for the first time. You give him a special bracha. Am Rav Yitzchak, Am Rav Yochanan, Birkas Avelim Vasara, Ve'in Avelim in a minyan. So we have a name of Rav Yochanan from Rav Yitzchak that the bracha of Avelim has to have a minyan, and the Avelim don't count for a minyan. Birkas Chasanim Vasara, Ve'chasanim in a minyan. But Sheva Brachos needs a minyan, but the Chasan does count for the minion under those circumstances. Okay. Ve'im mezamden al amazon b'shem pachas me'asar. You don't say Elokeinu in the Zimun with less than a minion. Kevan deboyle me'mar nivarech le'lokeinu batzer me'asar alav orech ara. Similarly, because you're going to bring up Hashem's name, you're going to say Elokeinu. It's not derech eretz to do it if there's less than a minion. V'hakarkos tishev akoin adam kayotzi b'zeh. And also, when you're doing the land evaluations, you need a minion, and one of them has to be a kohen. And the same thing we do evaluating the value of a person. Now, again, we said a person says, I want to donate the amount of money that my land is worth to Hekdish, the Beis HaMikdash. So you bring out a basin and do a proper evaluation of the value, and they have to have a minion there. How do I know this? Amar Shmuel, es asara kohanim ksuvim, the parsha. So in the parsha that discusses, in Zefer Vayikra, it discusses how you're supposed to do the evaluation. It says the word Kohanim 10 times. Chad legufe, right? One is to teach you that somebody has to be a Kohen. The idach, have miyot achar miyot, and the others are continuous exclusion. Miyot achar miyot, ela l'rabos. So the rule is, if you have a double negative, it makes a positive. So every other time it says you need a Kohen. And then 9 more times it says, coin. Why does it keep reiterating? It's like the Shakespearean phrase, he thinks thou dost protest too much. Why do we keep repeating that it has to be a coin? To tell you that only one guy has to be a coin, but the rest of Tisha Yisraelim, a chad coin. The other 9 guys can be Yisraelim, because, you know, negative on an odd number means that it's a double negative, making a positive. The ema chamisha kohanim, chamisha Yisraelim. Well, why do you have to do it like that? It's 5 and 5, meaning the first Kohen joins together, and the next 5, to show you that 5 of them need to be Kohanim, and the next 5 are the Miut. How do we know it's Dafka 9 and 1? So the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, that is a very good Kasha. It must be we have some Masorah that that's the correct way to learn it, but we can't actually explain why that is more correct than learning it as 5 and 5. But Adam Kayotzeman, and we also need the same thing. If a person says, I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a proper evaluation with a minion, one of whom has to be a Kohen, to see how much money he owes. Adam Mi Kadosh, he said, wait a second, can a person make himself Hekdish? So is this even Shayach over here? Amar Rebbe Avo. So Rebbe Avo says, but Omer Demei Alai, I want to donate my value. He didn't say, I want to be Hekdish. He said, I want to be the value of me should be Hekdish. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa Omer Demei Alai. The guy says, I want to donate my value. Shamano So Ke'Evid. So then you evaluate him as if he would sell himself as an Evid. The Evid is Iskish Lekarkos. And we have a general rule that there is a comparison in the Pasuk, a Hekish, meaning two unrelated items that are written in the same Pasuk. So you compare halachas one to the other. Dichsiv, this nachaltem osam levnechem acharechem lereshes achuza. By avadim, it's talking about Eved Kanani, says you're supposed to yarshin them to your children after you as an everlasting inheritance. So we see that's talking about just like property is an everlasting inheritance, so too karka is an inheritance, so too the avadim are considered inheritance, and therefore we know that avadim have similar dinim to karkos, and this is one of them that when you want to evaluate somebody as an eved for the Beis HaMikdash, there needs to be a minion there, one of whom has to be a kohen. Okay, we'll continue with the next Mishnah, Bezrat Hashem, next.